We have one of three people pick up that prayer, put it on the prayer line. We have people all over the place praying for your prayer. And, you know, no prayer's too large, too small. We've heard of God has done some pretty miraculous things through many of the prayers that's been prayed for the people.
Oh, absolutely.
30 seconds out.
You did good. You really did good. I just need to put a time limit on her and we'll just be fine. You know what? Station ID right now. We'll be right back. Yes, Station ID tells you that we're on 3 a.m. stations in the Tampa Bay area. This show right now is coming on 3 a.m. stations and 2 FM stations right now. 106.1 FM, 104.3 FM up in the Zephyr Hills, Dade City area. And the AM stations, 1340, 1358, and 14... What's it say there, Nan?
1400.
1400, okay. So, 5 stations locally now. Also, every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern, this show is aired. The one you're listening to right now will be on this Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern on... Come on, Nan.
I'm sorry. You caught me off guard.
I know. Okay, she can't get it. StarcomRadioNetwork.com. 4 words, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And that station, we've been with them now for about 3 or 4 years. They carry our shows in 50, 60, 70 big cities across the United States and in 8 or 9 countries. So this show is heard globally. And so those of you that we sometimes hear from you from other countries, just know that we... I love to hear from you, accept your prayer requests. We pray for you and let us hear from you. And we want to know that you're out there listening and we want to be a blessing to your life. And obviously it has to be in English so that you understand. So, but you know, speaking of that, we have a ministry in Mexico. I grew up in Central America as a missionary's kid in Guatemala, and our ministry in Mexico is great. We have a radio station in Puebla. And this past week when we were going through Irma, they had an earthquake in Puebla of 8.5, which is horrendous. But we have to report today, and we are excited to report. Enrique, the director of our radio station, missionary there, there was no damage to the home, and our radio station is on top of the building in a what used to be maid's quarters that we've converted to our radio station, and no damage whatsoever. So we are very grateful to God for that, and that was last week. So they went through that the same day we went through Irma, which was pretty crazy. Yeah, pretty crazy in Puebla. So, you know, for those of you that want to support missions, this is a great way to do that. Our radio station has a lot of public service stuff on it. We have God shows. I got a show on there in Spanish. We have other people that do all kinds of public service type things. And I don't want to use the word feminist, but it's stuff that, I mean, liberty, I mean, freedom for all type stuff. There's a lot of really, and there's a lot of university kids that are having shows on our station now, which is very good. We're excited about what God is doing there. It's not all God stuff, quote unquote. It's a lot of just practical living things there in Puebla. If you want to be a part of the radio ministry, this show, Thursday night show, or the Spanish shows, you can simply go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of our homepage to donations. Open it up. PayPal will open. Anything that comes in there goes towards the radio ministry in Mexico or here. So that's important if you want to be a part of that. Cindy, we are just so grateful that you're back with us. And through the things that we've been talking about here in the last few minutes and in the last few years, really, about the fact that it seems like life gets hard for a lot of people in times. And a lot of things, like we were talking about this morning, it's not just an earthquake in Mexico, a hurricane here or two, wildfires in the far west, floods in Texas. There is just like every time you turn around, it seems like there's more and more disasters. And a lot of people are saying, you know, hey, they're wake up calls to us. You want to comment on that, Cindy? And then we'll go to Nan before we do this next song.
Well, you know, and that brings me back to something I said earlier. It's these troubled times day to day that you ask God, you know, I know you're coming soon. I know you're working. I know you're giving signs and warnings. And, you know, a lot of people are really frightened. And it's a good time now more than ever to share God with these people. And
right.
let them know that, you know, don't be fearful. You know, make God your friend. You know, communicate.
Amen.
And stay in tune with Him. And you'll know what's happening, you know, in your world anyway, in your life. But even in the midst of all this around us, we can still have peace in our own
Amen.
Home and in our lives, and know that no matter what happens around us, that God is taking care of us.
Absolutely.
If you have that relationship with Him.
It goes back to that, doesn't it, Cindy? It goes back to relationship. Mm-hmm. Nan, do you want to comment on that before we do the song? I love this next song, Just Be Held. It's a great song.
Well, I love that
one. Yeah.
I was thinking along the same lines what Cindy said regarding peace in, mm-hmm. in the midst of the trial, you know, the word of God says that He'll give us peace that passes all understanding.
Oh, yes.
And when people see us go through personal struggles or family
right.
struggles or whatever kind of dilemma that we're going through, and they can see us still maintain peace.
Right.
They will stop many times to take notice of that.
Right.
And so we need to be mindful that even when we're going through things, people are watching us to see how we're going to respond and react to it. And we can just praise God, pray to God, and trust Him for peace, and He will give us the peace.
Peace in the storm, you know, yes. because just like the storms that we've all been through here recently in the United States, those storms, they come with an opportunity. That's the word I'm looking for. They come with an opportunity to see what we're going to do in the midst of this and how we're going to react. Are we going to lose it? Are we going to trust in God in the midst of it? Or are we going to learn from it? Or are we going to panic? Are we going to lose it? Are we going to scream, cry? What are we going to do? You know, this song by Casting Crowns, I love it. Just Be Held. Goes right into Psalm 91, which we're going to next. I think. Unless Nan changes the subject.
Hold it all together, everybody needs you strong. But life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. If your eyes are on a storm, you'll wonder if I love you still. But if your eyes are on the cross, you know I always have and I always will. That not a tear is wasted. In time you'll understand. I'm painting beauty with the ashes. Your life. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. Lift your hands, lift your eyes. In the storm is where you'll find me. And where you are, I'll hold your heart. I'll hold your heart. Come to me, find your rest. In the arms of the God who won't let go. So when you're on your knees, search seems so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held.
world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be.
Just be held. Isn't that where we really want to be? Just be held. I mentioned grandchild number 12 was just born. I was in Texas for about 12 days helping to take care of him because my daughter-in-law got very ill and had to go back into the hospital, and she's doing great now. But you know, it had been a while since I had a little baby. You know, I had 3 and 4 years a long time ago, but it's a long time, you know. And my son and I, Candy, that's my daughter-in-law's name, Cindy, my son and I were trying to, you know, do the shift thing and stay up and take care of a brand new born and all of that stuff without his mommy there. You know, it was hard. And there were times, you know, that Mark, my son, said, you know what, Mom, I think we need to swaddle him. You know how they do now, swaddle him in the blanket and just hold him. And we realized that's really all he wanted. You know, he probably sensed mommy wasn't there, you know. And he just wanted to be held. And we are like that. Talk to us, Cindy. And I think, Nan, did you get a poem there too? Okay, we'll get to Nan in a minute. Go ahead, Cindy. Talk to us about that, Grandma.
Yeah, it's that just sometimes we need that nurturing.
Don't we?
We just need somebody to hug us and hold us and tell us, even the strongest ones, we need it the most. Because people look at us as that pillar, and they don't always realize our sensitive need to be held and comforted.
Sure.
And just knowing that God can hold you in his arms and comfort those times is sometimes all we need for that encouragement to keep us going.
Oh, amen.
I like to play that song right after I play You're a Good, Good Father. That's like my very favorite song. And comfort knowing, telling him how good he is.
Oh,
and
amen.
Play that Just Be Held. Just know that he holds you up.
Amen.
And takes care of you.
So true. Good Father is one of Nan's favorite songs.
Oh, yes.
Mine too.
Oh, talk to us, Nan. Read your poem.
Father, help me in all this because I sure do have a mess. I know that.
Talking about you or Cindy or me?
Any of us?
I sure do have a mess.
Whoever's applicable to at the
all
moment.
Right, applicable.
Applicable.
Whoever applies to today.
Yeah. All right.
I know that you're there and that you will answer my prayers. I want people to observe in me that it is you that they see. Mm-hmm. I believe things will be okay because to you I now pray. I will hold on with all of my might. I will keep you in my sight.
Oh.
You know, and you know, I reflected during that poem, I reflected back on a very turbulent time in my life when I was dealing with a really ridiculous situation. And it was crazy.
We've all had ridiculous situations.
Yes, we have. But in the midst of that, you know, I mean, I had choices. We were talking about earlier choices. I had choices, okay? I can choose to fall under and break under this load.
Right.
Or I can trust God, move forward, and let people see him in me.
That's exactly right.
And praise God. I mean, to God be the glory. This is nothing about Nan, nothing that Nan has done except trusting God. And that's the thing to do is trust God. And I saw him bring me through, and people stood back with amazement of how I went through what I went through.
Praise God.
And to God be the glory for that.
Amen.
You know, and what he does for you, what he does for me, what he does for Cindy, he'll do for anybody listening.
Absolutely.
And they need to really get a hold of that.
Yes.
Get a hold, wrap their mind around that concept. That he is for you.
He's for
not
you.
Against you. Like we were talking earlier, the last hour we were talking about God, you know, doing this to you because of whatever, you know, that you've done something wrong. No, he's not a God that comes around and beats us, you know, inside the head. He doesn't do that. He loves us.
Yes.
He guides us. And we need to learn to listen to him and learn to follow him.
Amen. Perfect segue into Psalm 91. All right. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. This psalm was written by Moses back right before the children of Israel went into the wilderness and walked around the same mountain for 40 years. Now, that's a long time when really the journey around that was actually about 13 days. So if you think about what they could have done, and this is a metaphor for our lives, isn't it? So often we go around the same mountains over and over again and make the same mistakes when we really should say, God, what's that clear path here that's going to get me there in 13 days instead of 40 years, right? Mm. But, you know, during that time that they walked around the same mountain 40 years, it says their clothes never wore out, their shoes never wore out. Think about it. Where are they going to go get shoes and clothes? And where are they going to get food? And God fed them every single morning and evening. He fed them what was called manna, which they actually say was something, coriander seed and honey, and it was really actually good. And can you imagine eating the same thing every day for 40 years?
I can't.
That's why some days I do drive by McDonald's and just wave at it instead of drive through it. But anyway, here they are right here poised to get ready to go through the wilderness. And at this point, Moses probably does not know it's going to take them 40 years instead of 13 days. But God prepares them. And this is so like our God. He prepares them because he tells them some very important things here in Psalm 91. And if you've not read this lately, it's not very long. It's like 15 verses. You need to make it your homework this week. Because it says this, and I'm reading out of the Message Bible. You who sit down, I'm having trouble with my mic today. It's just not staying poised. If you hear it, it's me fighting with it. It says, man, we are going to get to Psalm 91. Here we are.
Here we are.
Have arrived, right?
Okay.
You who sit down in high God's presence, spend the night in El Shaddai's shadow, say this: God, you're my refuge. I trust in you, and I'm safe. That's the first couple verses. You who sit down, the word in Hebrew there, and I love it when Pastor Jim, our Hebrew scholar, points these things out, but I've had this in my Bible marked for years. The word there for sit down is yashab, and I probably didn't pronounce that right, Y-A-S-H-O-B, or A-B. And it means to hang out, to sit down, and to just kind of, have you ever seen a beautiful, comfortable sofa that you just can sink down into it, and you got that remote, and you're watching football all afternoon? To me, that is like, wow, that's heavenly, right? I hope there's football
that's
in heaven.
That's Mama's house today.
Is that Mama's house today?
Yeah,
okay.
She's got one of those couches.
She's got one of those, you know, where you just sink down in it and you just want to stay there all afternoon and just hang out. So Moses wrote these words and he says, you people who sit down and rest and dwell in the presence of God, those of you that hang out with God, he says, and sometimes you spend the night in El Shaddai's shadow. I believe, at least for us in Florida and some of the other areas that have been affected by one devastation after another, it's like we've been going through a bad night time. You know, we've been going through a night season that's pretty difficult. And even Moses says there's going to be times when it's going to seem like you're in the night season, you know? And he says you're going to be hanging out in El Shaddai's presence. El Shaddai is one of the names of God. God calls himself a lot of different things, which reveal his character. We're going to start this series talking about El Shaddai. And El Shaddai means this. Get ready. If you have a pen, you want to write them down. Here they are. It means God Almighty of blessings. Okay? When you want to sink down in the Lord's presence, realize that the one who's going to be there taking care of you during that night season is El Shaddai, the God Almighty of blessings, not punishment. It also means the all-sufficient one, okay? It means the breasted one, which brings nourishment to us, okay, and feeds us. So we're in the middle of a difficult time in our lives, a crisis. We need to be getting into the Bible. We need to see what God is saying to us. One of the best places to start is the Psalms. This one was written by Moses, Psalm 91. One of the most cherished promises and chapters in the whole Bible is Psalm 91 because it points out who God is for us during difficult times. We've been talking this whole show about difficult times. Who is God for you, dear listener, during the difficult times? Is he El Shaddai, the God Almighty of blessings? Is he the God that nourishes you and feeds you and provides for you? Is he the God that is the all-sufficient one, no matter what you need, if you need emotional lifting up, if you need finances, if you need protection, like we did during this last storm or the earthquakes, whatever it is he that for you? That's why we're doing this series. Who is he? Is he El Shaddai for you? Talk to us, Nan.
He is.
Amen.
And, you know, you were reading that scripture in the version I'm using. It said, he alone is my refuge, my place of safety.
Oh, yeah.
And I just love that, my place of safety.
My place of safety.
And, you know, it doesn't really matter what we're going through. Everyone's on a different level going through different things. But he will be their safety if they make that choice. And we're down to choices again. We can choose to have that place of safety, or we can choose to not. And it's strictly up to us and how we want to handle the situation.
And it is. And think about last week, not to belabor this point, but we're still all rather traumatized from it all, I think. But didn't people seek shelter? I mean, very few people walked out. Except when Tampa Bay emptied out, I guess there were some people out there taking selfies. That was pretty interesting. But most people sought shelter, right? Most people looked for a safe place to hang out. They didn't want to be out standing in the middle of the storm and might be picked up and blown away. Talk to us, Cindy. We need a place of shelter, is my point. We need it.
We just need that knowing that we can go to him for shelter.
Amen.
For the reassurance. You know, in time, as you learn this walk with him, I seek him early. When I know something's coming, when I feel the crunch, when I start feeling the pain of something about to take place, even in reality, in literal storms, or, you know, like the hurricane or the earthquake or whatever, when you know this stuff is taking place, you know, I seek him early. Lord, I start praying right away.
Yes.
Protect my friends and my loved ones.
Yes.
In Florida and in this hurricane. Take care of those people that I love. Take care of this situation, Lord. You have the power to meet this head on before it even gets out of control. I don't know. It's just knowing that you can run to him.
Amen.
Immediately take shelter before the storm even hits. It's where we need to be.
Amen.
Don't wait till you're in the middle of the panic and the chaos and then you physically beat yourself down trying to figure out how to get out of it. Seek his shelter early before the storm hits.
Amen. And when you make him your refuge and your safe place all the time and every day, it's not a hurry up in the last minute when you're in the middle of the panic storm. You know he's right there with you. Nan, talk to us about that, because there's so many times that so many people, well, I mean, I didn't go to a shelter, but I know that there were some people who went to the shelters like an hour before the storm, or like the last moment, you know what I mean?
When they really saw it hitting the fan, then they believed.
Right, when it started to hit that fan. Talk to us, Nan.
Well, what came to my mind is a friend of mine and who works where I work, and we maintain contact outside the office. She's a Christian friend of mine. And she was talking about provisions that you need to be prepared. And she said to me, I never knew this in all the years I knew her. She said, you don't know this, but I have a room with provisions in it in case something odd were to happen. And I never dreamed she'd. So she's got non-perishable items, beverages, whatever. I have no idea what all that room has, but she has stuff ready in case something happens. So she said, I'm going to top off what I have a little bit. And she did.
Did she invite you over?
No, she did not.
Shows you where you stand.
I'm telling you.
I'm kidding.
It's okay. Yeah. But I mean, she is someone who was really prepared. And like Cindy just said, you know, to be prepared in advance.
In advance.
And you know, spiritually, that's so much what we need to do, is be prepared in advance. You know, I mean, sometimes we may find our prayer life slips off just a little bit when everything's going great.
Right.
When everything's going good. When there's no issues coming against us. But those are times we need to pray even the hardest sometimes, because to be prepared to be able to deal with whatever adversarial situation is going to come our direction.
I have, as a pastor, I have ministered to people on their deathbed when they've been older people and dying of this or that or just old age. And I remember one man in particular that had lived an awful life. I mean, he was an abuser in a lot of ways with his family and everything. And Cindy, you were back there when we did a lot of remodeling to the building, the church building we had in Indiana. And I was actually on the roof of the front over the bookstore, Cindy. I was painting. And I looked down over the roof and somebody was yelling, "Pastor, Pastor." And I looked down and some people that had just started coming to church were down there and they go, "Our dad's dying. He's awful. He doesn't know God. Can you get down off the roof and come to Muncie with us?"
Oh,
seriously.
Oh, wow.
And that's somebody that you know's dad. And I won't mention that name, Cindy, but
right.
But I did. I got down and used paint thinner and whatever and kind of got cleaned up and got in the car and ran and prayed with this man who found God, who wanted, he was in his, still in his right mind, and he died then a day or two later. But I mean, wow. Yes, he was saved and found God at the end. But think about all those years and time he wasted that he could have been a better person. He left a legacy of bad behind him, but his kids were glad he found God right at the very end. Do you know what I mean? But we don't want to waste that kind of time. Cindy, talk to us about that.
What a shame. What a shame. All those years he could have, his family could have been blessed with his presence instead of that anger and all that ugly stuff. But, don't wait. I just would tell the listeners, you know, that are listening today, don't wait.
Don't wait
any longer. Find him.
Yes.
And if you don't know how to find him, just pray your own way. You just seek him. You know, seek my face is all he asks. Just ask and he'll show you how to find him. Find him in the Bible, in the scriptures. You know, find him in your own prayer life. Whatever you have to do to seek him, ask for help, ask our ministry, email us.
Right.
Text pastor. You know, whatever way you can reach out to find the answers you're seeking. I just want our listeners to seek him now and to start develop that relationship with him.
Absolutely.
Like we just talked about that comfort, that security blanket, that protector. Times are not going to get any easier in the physical world, and we really need to build our spiritual armor and put that on every day when we face this world.
So
I don't
true.
Know, it's the only way for me. After
Amen.
All I've been through and all I've seen, I couldn't make it in this world. I wouldn't want to. I throw in a towel, I think, and just say I'm done. If God was not in control,
right.
I've tried it my way. I've been in control. I've made so many mistakes. I wasted so. This is the thing with this man you were speaking of. I've wasted so many years trying to do it my way and fix things my way when I think my path could have been directly where God wanted me to go. It's so much easier. I guess I made it so much harder for me and those around me by not giving it to him early on in the walk. And if I could tell the listeners anything would be, don't struggle this alone. Give it to him and
Amen.
Ask him to walk with you. You will find so much more peace and comfort and physical well-being more than anything.
Right.
Spiritual well-being if you let him in and let him help you with
Amen.
This walk.
Amen. And he doesn't want us to struggle like we so often do in our own effort, trying to figure something out or trying to get through a mess and not knowing what we're doing or how we're going to get through there. He just wants to hold us. I love this song. We did that a few minutes ago. Now we're going to do You Never Let Go. You Never Let Go. Love it. You Never Let Go. Listen to these words and realize that that's what God feels about you. He doesn't want to let go of you at all.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, turn back, I know you are near, and I will fear no need.
and I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom shall I
single one of us, and that includes every listener out there. God loves you and has a plan for your life. He wants you to live in the secret place of his presence. He wants you to know him as your refuge and your safe haven, a place to run. Nan, you got another poem. You've been prolific today.
He's really poured it onto the honey.
Yes, that's all right. Bring it on.
I will never let go of you. These words are so true. Child, precious child, you'll be okay. For you, I am making the way. You need not fear what you face. You will make it by my grace. I will never let go of this. Please trust and know. I love you so very much. Of your circumstances, I will touch. Trust me in all things. My comfort and strength I'll bring. I will never let go of you.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I'm going to have you do that again. That is really good, because I think there's people out there that maybe this is a new concept for them, that they, that God is right there for them no matter what they're going through. Do it again one more time, will you?
I will never let go of you. These words are so true. Child, precious child, you'll be okay. For you, I am making the way. You need not fear what you face. You will make it by my grace.
Mm.
I will never let go of this, please trust and know. I love you so very much. Of your circumstances, I will touch. Trust me in all things. My comfort and strength I'll bring. I will never let go of you.
Praise God. Boy, that's a wonderful word from God to us.
Every day, hundreds of new listeners discover the greatest music of all
time.
Welcome to the music of your life on the Tan Talk Radio
Network.
Why
did it do that? I don't know. Something came on that shouldn't have come on. All right. I wasn't even touching it. So talk to us, Cindy, because that it's so important that we realize that God is right there waiting to help us no matter what it is we're going through. And he never lets go of us. He never does. He never knows. I mean, just like parents, kids can do all kinds of things. They can get into all kinds of trouble. They can be rude, crude, and mean, and nasty, and awful, and we still love them, you know? We still love our kids. We are God's kids, and he still loves us no matter what it is going on in our lives. Talk to us, Cindy.
What more could you ask for? What what a comforting security blanket. I mean, like at the end of the day, we tuck our children in and hug them and tell them we love them and tell them
right.
their bedtime story or whatever. They know to expect that. I mean, how awesome to know to expect that you know that God is always there.
Amen.
There's no question that security of knowing that he is right there. I want that for everyone. And there's so much peace comes with that.
Absolutely.
In knowing that God can do the impossible. He can fix anything. He's just almighty. He can do anything, everything that man can't do. I could go on and on. The blessings, just knowing that he can do it. He can fix any problem, any situation.
He really can. And I think that so often people's the way they think of God, their picture of God, isn't that. It's just not that. And so you have to learn through going through difficult times a lot of times what he really is and what he wants to be for you, you know? So here we have Moses saying, you know, children of Israel and now passed down to us thousands of years later, when you're going through hard times, sit down, rest. You know, do you remember the old bean bags? Do y'all remember the old bean bags that we each had years and years ago when we were teens or wherever? You know, cheap furniture, you know. But think about it. They had no real structure to them. We just fell into them, and they were comfortable.
They were comfortable.
I remember hanging out in bean bags, right? Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about that and how God is just there for us to fall into his arms, you know, to be swaddled by him, to be held by him, like my little grandson, Joel Chase, just to be held by him and feel that touch. Talk to us, Nan.
Well, what I thought of is how we can just so rely upon him,
yeah,
which is what we're talking about. And, you know, you were talking about how we love our children, kind mm-hmm. of regardless of what, we still love them, you know,
right.
and we're there for them, you
right.
know, and I was reminded one time I got a call at 6 o'clock in the morning from a phone number I did not recognize, which normally what I do with those calls is not answer them.
Right.
But I answered them, and it was a friend of my son, and my son was using the phone. He says, "Mom, I've locked my keys, my wallet, my cell phone in the car. I need help." And I took care of facilitating.
And you said, "Wait a minute, Bradley. I am asleep, and I don't have time to help you. You got yourself into this mess. You figured it out." Is that what you said, Mom?
Well, not exactly.
Not
I kind of
exactly.
said the opposite.
Cindy, we can relate to this, can't we, with our kids?
And, you know, I called AAA. It was a gated community. The AAA guy got cocky, the whole bit. But I was there, and I helped my son. And so much greater does God help us. And he is our safety place. He's a place of safety.
Sure is.
And he is there for us, and he will, you know, he will help us.
I wish somebody would help this microphone arm in here. It's like for a minute it holds, and then it gives way. It's so true. And Cindy, you and I both have been through difficult things with one or two or more of our children at times. And just like that, this is what Psalm 91 is all about. God is saying to us through the pen of Moses, you know, I'm your refuge. Hang in with me. And he tells us to say to him, say this, God, you're my refuge. I trust in you and I'm safe. That's right. He rescues you from the hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms protect you. Under them, you're perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. This is an amazing picture of Almighty God. Fear nothing. I'm reading out of Psalm 91. Fear nothing. Not wild wolves in the night. Not flying arrows in the day. Now, it doesn't say this, the next line. It doesn't say Storm Irma's or Irma Kane or Jose Kane or Maria Kane or whatever's going on out there right now, or earthquakes, but it does say fear nothing. Not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day, not disease that prowls through the darkness, not disaster that erupts at high noon. Even though others succumb all around and drop like flies right and left, no harm will ever graze you. You'll stand untouched, watch it all from a distance when the wicked turn into corpses. Yes, because God's your refuge. This is verse 9 of Psalm 91. God is your refuge. The high God is your very own home. Evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. Now I'm going to read verse 11, then we're going to talk about it. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. Are angels real? Oh, yes, they are. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. You'll walk unharmed among lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from the path. I'll tell you guys, if you want some good reading, read Psalm 91 over and over again. I'm reading out the Message Bible translation. It's in our modern way that we talk. And it will help you understand how much God loves you and how much God wants to protect you. Talk to me about this, Connie. Why did I? Okay, just one name after another that aren't right. Cindy. Cindy. Used to be Connie on the air with us. I miss Connie. But Cindy, yeah. Talk to us.
I don't know. It's overwhelming, Pastor. I just think about the protection. I don't know. It's supernatural.
Protection. It is supernatural. Yes, it is.
Supernatural.
We can't see what happened or why God moved that hurricane last week the way it did. But, Cindy, it was coming straight for us. It was barreling down straight for us at a Category 3 level or something like that. And it turned.
But, you know, I had so much peace. I prayed for all of you and everything, but I had so much peace knowing that my friends are going to be okay. I just felt that God wasn't going to bring harm to in such a way that you weren't going to be affected. I mean, you know, just the peace of knowing God is going to take care of his people.
Amen.
His people who trust him, his people who, you know, depend on him. He will not let us down. He can't. I mean, he has to keep his promises. He has to stand on his word.
He does stand on his word.
He will not renege on his word.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to get that down inside of you. And when you go through these hurricanes in your life, you see the outcome, then that's witness, that is evidence that it is true,
mm-hmm.
that his word is true, that what he says he'll do, he will do. He will protect you. I don't know. It's just. I think you have to go through some of this stuff to really, really get that down inside of you.
I think you do too. How are you ever going to know that he's your protector and that he's your safe haven and a place where you can hang out and dwell in his presence, that he's El Shaddai, unless you ever have something threaten you or some difficult circumstance? If you don't have problems, you're never going to learn about his nature. Who is he?
Right. You're not just going to believe it because I'm saying it. You have to really go through that stuff to... I mean, I could go on and on about some personal stuff. I won't, but some dark times, some times where it was a life or death situation and not knowing if you were going to come out of it alive. And then when you do and you see how God was there and how he moved and how he affected and made things happen or whatever he did in the circumstance to make me know that he was there and that he was protecting the whole time. That he never left my side. He
Amen.
Was always there at those
Amen.
Dark times. When you go through that and come out on the other side and look back, it's so much easier to believe it and know it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, than to just hear somebody say it. So, you know, when you get into those situations, trust him and pray to him and ask him for his help and read and repeat Psalm 91.
So,
claim it.
Cindy, are you saying that we do need a problem so that we can learn who he is for us in a given problem?
I am. I am saying that. You got to have the problem. They're opportunities.
They are opportunities. They are so often encased in a difficulty that looks almost insurmountable. Opportunities are hidden, just like pearls. What are oysters, you know, that make pearls, right? Isn't that how pearls are made? And how is it? Sand, the grains of sand rub against, eventually a pearl is made because of the difficult thing that's going on there. Talk to us, Nan. Good metaphor.
In verse 4, in my version of the Bible, it says, he will cover you with his feathers.
Mm-hmm.
He will shelter you with his wings.
Mm-hmm.
And what came to mind then, and I'm going to have to see if I ever posted it on Facebook, and please, I hope I did. I'll resurrect it again. I had found a picture from somewhere of this green bird, and he had his wings.
I remember
had
that
wings.
Picture.
You remember that?
Yes.
And had a little one on each side.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. And you got to find that again.
Yeah, I've got to find that again, because, and I will post it as soon as I can find that. I'm hoping it's not on my older computer. But, you know, that's the way it is. I mean, yes. That just came to mind. I haven't thought of that for years.
Yeah.
But that came to mind, how he will shelter us.
Right.
Whatever's going on. You know, that mama bird sheltered those babies.
Mm-hmm.
She had them under her wings.
Yeah.
He says he'll have us under his wings.
Under his wings.
Wasn't that a great picture? That was a great picture, wasn't it?
That was excellent. That leads me to this song by Lincoln Brewster, Everlasting God. I love this song. Sins with his little daughter talking so good. Wait upon the Lord.
We will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. You reign forever. Our strong deliverer. You are the
Ella, Frank, Bobby, Louis, and Dean. They're all back on the radio, part of the Music of Your Life, and they've all come home to the Can Talk Radio Network.
Understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. even youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They'll soar high on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint.
Love it. That's Lincoln Brewster's little daughter. Oh, that is just so precious. Quote is speaking the word of God right there. Strength will rise when we wait upon the Lord. So whatever you're going through, strength will rise. You wait on God for the answer and to really help you through whatever you're going through. Go ahead, Nan. You got another poem. You are Miss Prolific today. Yes, you are.
She wrote a book today. Yes. This is from us to God. I will wait upon you. That is what I will now do. I will trust you're in control and that I will become whole. Father, I love you so much. I so enjoy your touch. I offer praises to your name, knowing that I will not be the same. Oh, Father, I praise you now. I'll start this very hour. I offer praise to you as I pray. You are worthy of such this day. I will wait for you to move in my situation, knowing that I have your protection.
Praise God. That's beautiful. Oh, wow. Cindy, talk to us. We're running out of time here, girls.
Waiting on him is the hardest part.
Amen.
To wait it out.
Yep.
You know, I think about that often. As I'll be hitting 60 next year.
Old girl.
I'm getting old. I'm getting pretty old, wise in my old age.
Yeah, you sound like it.
I'm learning how to wait, how to be patient, how not to rush. Actually, it's kind of cool because I feel like, well, I'll just wait around and hang out, and the Lord will take care of this, and I don't really have to do anything about it.
It is pretty cool, isn't it?
Ask him to take care of it, you know? It's kind of cool because it's like I've earned this privilege of being able to wait and let God take care of it.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about it.
Strength arises as we wait on him, you know?
Strength and wisdom.
Yeah.
It all comes, people. It comes with time. It comes with opportunities.
Yeah.
It comes with age. But if you pursue it and persevere it, you'll get to this place of peace and rest. I call it rest. I can just rest in the Lord and hang out, and I know it's going to be okay.
Amen. Amen. And you're right. The older we get, the more opportunities we've had to test God, really, in the hard times, and to know that he's going to be there for us. Talk to us, Nan. I love all that you just said. Go ahead.
Well, my mind goes back to just in his safety.
Yeah.
And we can trust him, you know, regardless of
the greatest songs and the greatest stars.
Sorry,
with
audience.
The finest music ever recorded.
Yeah,
the music of your life here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Nan can attest that I am not touching anything. Hands right there in the control room. But somebody has preset that accidentally. So we're sorry. We can't control it. If it happens again, I apologize. Go ahead with your thought, Nan, because I lost it. What was your thought?
I don't remember. No, I'm joking. I just am thinking about, how we're in his safety.
Yes.
And under his wings and how he protects us.
He does.
And he will lead us and he will guide us.
Mm.
And, I just want to encourage people, regardless of what they're going through, trust God.
Trust God.
And he will see them through.
You know, and as we've said, those hard times are opportunities for us to learn to trust him more. Strength arises as we wait. I had a different song picked out for right that last slot, and I just felt like God was saying, we need to hear that. Strength arises as we wait on him, as we say, okay, God, here it is. Here's my mess. I give it to you. I can't fix it this time. I try. I'm a misfixer myself. I try my best, you know. But, God, this time I can't. That's where we need to be. Talk to us, Cindy.
I'm just saying, how fitting when the Holy Spirit picks the song right now that the people need to hear based on what we've been saying, and it's just what a witness to his supernatural power and the way he works, and people, this is what he does in your life. It's amazing. It's fun. You never know what to expect, how he's going to show up.
That's true.
I want everybody to be able to experience his miracles and his grace and his
amen.
Blessings. It's such a good life. Oh, Living the Good Life.
Name of the show, Living the Good Life. That's right. Nana, come back to you for a final thought, and then I'm going to do a wrap up here in a minute. And then, Cindy, I'm coming back to you in just a moment. Are you telling me you just wrote another poem?
No, I'm in the process. Can you go to Cindy first?
Go to Cindy first. Cindy, this doesn't happen. Nan usually may write one or two, maybe three even on an interesting day. But today it's been like crazy in there in the studio.
God has been giving us the word to pray to him.
It's, yes.
That most of the poems are, this is what we say to God. He's telling the people, this is all you have to do.
Right.
Say to me, just ask. Tell me.
Let me hold you.
Trust me.
Yes.
I mean, what more could he do but put the words in your mouth?
That's right.
He's just wanting, it's just, to me, God wants so much to get this message to so many people who need it.
Amen.
So many people seeking his face right now.
Amen.
And he's using this radio station and this ministry to share this message that it's available to you, that
Amen.
You can be a part of this, that this is what he wants for you. It's an invitation from God to welcome him into your life and be a part of this family and this one unity that we all know that Jesus is coming soon, and
Amen.
We all want to be together in this, and you're all invited. It's for everyone.
Amen. Thank you, Cindy.
The Holy Spirit is trying so hard to get that message out.
Amen. I agree with you. And thank you so much for being back on the radio show with us today. We'll be talking to you again soon. Nan, real quick, you got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Learn from this day. Listen to what I say. You will be okay. You will feel my touch of this belief such. I love you so very much. Praise me this day. Listen to what I say. You will be okay.
Wow. I love it. Okay, that sums it up. Nan and Cindy, thank you very much. Audience, wherever you are around the globe, you can hear this show again this Saturday and Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Forward, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Also, you can always listen to the show again, even tonight, on podcast here, because it'll be up on podcast. We're recording each show, and they're right here. So you go to TantalkNetwork.com, go to podcast, go to Living the Good Life, and go down to the most recent podcast, and that's where you'll hear it. Also, last Thursday night's Go Yard show that we did. Go Yard means hitting a home run. And that show was Surviving the Unexpected. Really a good show. So even if I say so myself, which I do. And so try to get there and watch that and listen to it. Not watch. Listen to it on the podcast on Go Yard on TantalkNetwork.com or our website, BOHMGlobal.com. God bless you. This has been Nan and Cindy and Pastor Marcia from Beacon of Hope Ministry, bringing you the Word of God today. We hope you've been blessed. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a prayer request, write it to us, prayers@BOHMGlobal.com. Just send an email, prayers@BOHMGlobal.com. Betty or Shell or Pastor Jim, my associate, will pick it up and send out a prayer request to our prayer team. If you want to be on the prayer team, send us an email, prayers@BOHMGlobal.com. Next week, live again right here at this same place, same time. God bless you. Have a great week. If you need prayer, let us know. Have a great week.